Okay, y'all, we are here because we are going to talk all about the Relationships Transformation Weekend with me and Kathy. So I want to start with just telling you kind of why this is a really good weekend. One, Kathy and I have never done a real training together. And I think that this is going to be a good mix of getting more of the, like Kathy's really good at teaching you the stuff and teaching it in a way that allows you to soak it in and really dig deep. Whereas I am more like, here's the stuff. Let's just start coaching. So if you decide you want to come to this weekend, you're going to be getting such a good mix of foundational stuff that you're going to need to really start digging into your relationships. And guys, when we talk about relationships, I'm not just talking about like your douchebag husband or whatever. We're talking about all kinds of relationships. And I think one of the things that most of you forget is that we have relationships with more than just people. The key relationship that I hope that most of you come ready to truly work on is not someone else. It is the one with you. When you have an amazing relationship with yourself, it is so much easier to start looking at the other relationships in your life in a completely different way. It allows you to be there for yourself when they're not necessarily being there for you the way you would like, whether that's a job, whether that's your husband, a spouse, a partner, a child. There will be people who have all kinds of things that they're wanting to work on this weekend. And our job is to like help you start on day one to really zone in on, all right, this is a key relationship that I want to work on. I want to figure out where we're at right now with it and like be real honest about it. Because what I notice most of you do is you have these ideas about it, but you've never really dug in to be honest about what your judgments are about the other person, what your judgments about yourself are, how you think things should be, how you think you should be showing up, how you think life will be like if this just changes, whether it's your weight, whether it's yourself, whether it's your husband or whatever. We have to know all of that before you can even begin the process of truly working on it, assessing it, deciding what you truly want, and then coming together with like, all right, now that I know all of this, this is the stuff that I can go home and I can do and start applying in my life to make significant changes. So like the weekend, I think if I was going to tell you guys more about what we're going to do, it's really about figuring out where you're at in the relationships now. I think a lot of us think we know and we don't really know. And we're going to be really helping you figure out what are your thoughts about it. What are your shoulds about it? What do you think is going to, like, this is my favorite question, just so that you all can just have a freebie, is if this person changes, if I lose my weight, if I get the promotion, I think life will be like. So you'll come to this weekend to understand what it is that you've got all your hopes and dreams pinned on. And you'll figure out why the fuck you're not just creating that thought, that feeling now. Why are we waiting until someone else changes? Why are we waiting for the job? Why are we waiting for all of this to feel good, to like our life, to make changes for ourselves now? That's what this weekend is all about. All right. Kathy, what do you want to add?
I had a few things I was going to say, and you said them. It's so important to understand where you are right now and to be okay where you are right now in order to improve any relationship you have, whether it's your, like Corinne said, your relationship with your boss or your spouse or your friend or the scale or your food plan or whatever it is. You have to understand where you are right now in order to make the change and move on. So this weekend is going to open your minds to understanding yourself and where you can go. It's like, you know, we're going to take a picture of right now and then we're going to move you forward. And that's what it's all about. And then developing the relationship with yourself so that you can develop the relationship with other people. That's what's so, so important about relationships. I was thinking about relationships the other day, and I was thinking, I have an expectation that this pen is going to write. So I have a relationship with this pen. I have an expectation of how Corinne is going to show up as my boss. I have a relationship with Corinne. All of it's based on our expectations and then what we think about ourselves as we show up for those expectations. Just fascinating work to me.
Yeah. And so, like, I want you guys to come to this weekend not thinking that this is like, oh, this is going to be so hard and this is going to be just, you know, I'm going to uncover things that are so ugly. Guys, ain't nobody going to come to this weekend and uncover ugly thoughts. You may uncover some stuff you're thinking. And what I want to be able to do is to teach, like, I think this is key to all relationship work. We have to stop judging our thoughts. And this weekend, what you're going to do is you're going to really understand that when we focus in on one relationship, when you come, whether it's with you or whoever, if you can learn how to quit judging how you think about it, you get to move to step 3 and 4, which is like the parts where we actually start solving it so much faster than the person who has to go to step 2, which is learn how to quit thinking, I'm an ass, I'm broken, I'm all the things because I think all this. My thoughts are wrong. No wonder I'm a piece of shit. Like, all of that, we'll work a lot of that through the weekend. So if you don't leave with anything, you will at least leave with what I call the mental relief of judging just how you think about things. That is the biggest blocker, and that will be a key and significant piece. And I wanted to bring that up because a lot of you will talk about weekends like this, whether it's camp or this weekend, whatever it is, and say, well, I'm really nervous because I'm going to find out all these ugly things about myself. No, you're not. You're going to find out your thinking. Your thinking is not ugly. That is one of the things why so many people won't do thought downloads and won't do models is because they think somehow they've got ugly thoughts. And when we think we have ugly thoughts and we think we're ugly, that is why we keep talking about, like, you know, you may pick your husband to work on, or you may pick your partner, you may pick your estranged child to work on. But in the end, what you're going to really learn is you're going to learn how to have a better relationship with yourself so that you can really start figuring out the relationship over here. Yeah. Okay. Sure. What questions do you guys have? If you have questions, will you put them in the Q&A? And Michelle Joyner, did you want to come on? Your hand is raised. Or is your hand just raised by accident? A lot of you butt dial me.
Butt dial. You know, while people are thinking of all the questions, I want to remind you, this is a 50-member event. There's going to be a lot of one-on-one talking. You know, there's going to be a lot, you know, it's going to be a real intimate event where you're going to get a lot of me. You're going to get a lot of Corinne. You know, whereas when you come to camp, camp is beautiful. It's 350 people. It's going to be a real small group of folks here that are going to get a lot of special attention. How would you say that, Corinne? Special attention.
I think the difference is that for some people, like I love camp, and I think a lot of people feel like they get real special attention at camp because they have their groups and their tables. I think the difference is here is that there's just some people really need focus and constraint. And these smaller events are about the focus and the constraint. It's like, you don't have a lot going around you. We don't do parties at these events. We don't, you know, like, they're really about like a topic. So like this one in particular, the content and everything will be about relationships. So if you're really looking to move the needle in relationships with yourself, relationships with other people, I think that's like when we talk about the attention, it's about the attention to the detail of the problem you want. Mm-hmm. And then everyone in the room is talking about relationships in different formats. And so it all applies. So everything you hear, you know, sometimes when we're at camp, you know, we're coaching on weight, we're coaching on husbands, like it just, we coach on the bigger general things that get in the way of our weight loss, which means that sometimes we're coaching on things that might not apply to you. But this weekend is a very laser-focused, attentioned, constrained thing. Michelle wants coaching. Hey, Michelle, will you type in?
Okay.
do you want coaching? Like, you're just here for coaching, or do you want to actually know more about this weekend coaching? So just let me know, because this is a specific call just about this weekend. Just, I didn't want to confuse you. Are you able to discuss the cost and stuff? Yeah, just ask your question, Hope, in the Q&A, and I can answer any questions you want. Is it relationship with others, or can it be about yourself? Yeah, it can definitely. Oh, never. She says, never mind. You answered it. You know, I would really, and guys, if you're asking in the chat, make sure that you come over to the Q&A and type it in, because I can't really read the chat sometimes when you guys are going on. Hey, Michelle, if you want coaching on a relationship, not this weekend, then come to the noon call. That's where we're actually going to do coaching today. This is a call for people who are interested in coming to Kathy and I's weekend about relationships. So just come back at noon and raise your hand. Let's see. Would this be a good event if I'm interested in focusing on maintenance? So I guess my relationship with myself and maintenance. Yeah, I think so. Because here's the thing. It's like, and I know this, but I had a relationship with the version of me who was losing weight. And we were highly motivated, and we were always making changes, and we used the scale as a way to validate that we were on track and all of the things, right? Then there's a maintenance version of you, and it's almost like getting to know someone else. I think what a lot of people do, and we're actually writing a maintenance program right now, but I think what a lot of people do is they think that the scale is what is going to like they get overly concerned about the scale, and they get overly concerned about what they eat. Like, what changes in maintenance? I'll tell you exactly what changes in maintenance. The shit between your ears. It is not the food and stuff, guys. You keep putting priority on the action line of the model of like what I'm going to be eating and how often should I be weighing and these things. Like, no, there is a, like, you have to, like, the way I teach you to lose weight is I teach you to lose weight with confidence with food and stuff. When you get to maintenance, you have to start talking to yourself differently. You have to start noticing when you're like the things you relied on to prove to you everything's okay now have all changed. It's a completely different relationship with yourself, and uncovering, like, who do I want to be in maintenance? How do I want to be thinking and feeling in maintenance? What are the things that are going to, like, the new indicators of success? All of that is a relationship. So, I mean, definitely, like, the stuff that, like, one of the things that we'll be doing that weekend is we will be doing some manual work. And a lot of you don't know what the manual is, but the manual is basically my unspoken rules of how people should act. Most of us also have a super secret manual for ourselves. And it's like, here's all the ways I should be thinking. And then we judge ourselves. And here's all the ways I should be showing up. And we're judging ourselves. So we have this, like, stacked ass manual for ourselves. And then we wonder why we feel like shit all the time, because we're not measuring up to it. Because everything we're doing has to measure against the rules, has to measure against the manual. And a lot of us have never even been told one time in our life, you know, you can question that. We don't have to have all that. Why don't we pick and choose what works, what we actually do want to work towards, and what is, like, bullshit that we need to let go of? So, yeah, that's the long-ass answer to that one. Would you please go over the details of the event again, the dates, the cost, and the location? So, Mina, it is – let me bring it up, because I don't have
it. I got it right here.
On my computer. All right, I'll let you cover that one.
Okay. Dates, March 6th through 8th. That is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's here in Nashville at our Airport Marriott. If you've come to camp, you have been in this Marriott before. Registration is at 11 a.m. on the 6th. So many of you, if you're traveling long distances, will want to come in on Thursday evening. We start at 12 and end at 5 on Friday. And then on Sunday, we go until about 3 p.m. What were some of the other questions?
So just know that on Friday, guys, isn't there like a meet and greet with me on Friday?
There is. You want me to do the whole agenda? So Friday, after we wrap, Corinne has cocktails and mocktails with Corinne.
Yeah, you don't have to drink, guys, to be with me. I'm just saying. You
can, right.
Like, pineapple juice and club soda it and have a relationship with that. But right. I am not teaching on Friday. So on Friday, I will be there, but I am going to be learning just like the rest of you. Like, it is very rare that Corinne gets to come to an event of one of her own and be able to sit and like work on Corinne some. And so I am utilizing Friday and Sunday to be able to learn right alongside with you guys. So I'll be in the room. I will be doing the notes and all the things, and Kathy will be teaching. And then that evening, though, I'm going to get to have the full experience. I'm going down to the Champions with the rest of you. And I will probably be having one because I will be working on the relationship with myself. I'll either be working on Logan or I will be working on myself. Those are my two primary relationships that I work on all the time. My husband is just easy. I'm very fortunate in that realm. I rarely have to work on Chris. But so I'll be doing that. But Saturday, y'all are with me. So Saturday, I am doing the coaching. Like, and not that Kathy isn't, but I'm really good at coaching relationships. Like, this is the thing that I probably have coached the most since I've become a coach for you guys. I really get relationships. I love talking about them. And Kathy will be there to, like, come in, and anything I miss, put in. But I'm kind of hoping that she uses Saturday to kind of work on one of her relationships and kind of learn herself. Then on Sunday, Kathy's taking back over and she's doing the majority of the day. Again, I'm going to be learning for myself and stuff. And then we're going to wrap it up together for you guys. Yeah. Am I doing anything with them Saturday night? I can't remember if we're doing something.
Yes, you skipped something so important.
What am I doing
Saturday? And this is, let me just, it's going to be just like the podcast, y'all. I'll wrangle her back in.
Oh my God, I forgot about this.
We're podcasting live at the event Saturday night.
Yeah.
And that's super cool.
If you've ever just wanted to see what it's like for Kathy and I to podcast, we're going to do, and this is optional, but Saturday evening, if you guys want to come and you want to like eat dinner in the room and just hang out in your jammies or do whatever you want, mm-hmm. we're going to podcast live, and we're going to probably podcast on some of the concepts that we're talking about, like just light bites of it. Mm-hmm. But you guys are free to watch. If you want to ask questions live, we're going to take questions live while we're there. So all the things that will be, I forgot about that part. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then on Sunday, we have it listed as taking it home with Kathy. So we'll be teaching and coaching some too.
Yeah.
So, and then, we'll wrap up around 3 o'clock on Sunday.
They want to know the cost.
The cost is $19.97. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's $19.97.
Right.
And Mina, if you want all that information, it is on our website. So if you go to pnptribe.com and go to live events, you'll see the weekend. There's a whole page where it has everything that we're going to cover, the breakdown of the schedule. It also has, it just has all the things on there. So you can feel free to go over there and check all that information out. All right. Let's see. Will there be group work ahead of time like other events? I have never been to other events, but gather that's what happens. There's not really, like, camp doesn't have group work. Camp has small groups that come together. My 6-day training, they are doing book studies and stuff like that. Are you doing anything in particular for this one? Are you doing any kind of...
Actually, I was going to have 4 to 6 weeks of journal prompts for them ahead of time so that they can really zone in on where they are when they get there. So we can do a little bit of fast track to at least being in a little bit of awareness about what you're thinking about the relationship that you want to work on. So there will be just a little bit, you know, not a lot of, you know, back and forth coaching about the journal prompts, but just opening your mind so that you're ready to dive in when you get to the weekend.
Yeah. And then we have a private Facebook group, Denise, where you guys can go ahead and like, as you sign up, you're already added to this group. You can go ahead and start using that group as a place to kind of get to know each other, talk about why you're coming for the weekend. You can post thought downloads and models in there and start working together on stuff so that you'll know that Facebook group, like, this is where I'm doing the work on my relationships. And you can do a lot of that there. And then we'll be popping in and out of there. Kathy will be in there more than I will be in there, but y'all can use that Facebook group as, like, I just always encourage you, once you've signed up for an event, get into your event Facebook groups and use the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
Don't just, they're not just for logistics and to be pretty in your Facebook feed.
And everyone's going to have a mentor too. And the mentors for this event are fabulous. Of course, all the
mentors. Who are the mentors for this event?
Oh my gosh. Jen Saya, Heidi Severson.
Okay.
Cindy Switzer, Jody Horman, Robin Gornicki Davis, Shannon Hott.
Oh, yeah, those are good ones. Okay.
Yeah.
Not that they're not all good, but you
know. Right.
Those are some people that have been around the block for a while.
Right.
Which is always nice when you have mentors that these are all seasoned mentors.
Yeah.
They've been through the gamut. So you will also then have a mentor group. So part of that, Denise, probably what you're talking about is that pre-work is usually when we have events is you get assigned a mentor and then we break the larger group gets broken off into mentor groups. They set you guys up with a Marco Polo or however you guys want to communicate. And then you start talking to your people. So you come already knowing some people, you've met online, you've met in person and all that kind of stuff. So I just think that, not to toot our horn, but at PMP, we do a really good job of pre-event stuff, of making sure that you guys feel comfortable. It's when you guys come to our events, you're never working on like shit. Like Kathy and I are getting ready to go right now, like tomorrow, literally to a week-long event. We ain't got no damn mentor. They won't even tell us what we're eating. I know where to park.
Parking's free.
Yeah. They've told me 1,000 times, bring snacks. The room will be cold and we go long. I'm like, what the fuck have we signed up for?
Yeah. They didn't even promise coffee, Corinne.
I know. I'm stressed about that. Yeah, and I'm all judgy because I'm just like, we have mentors and groups. And when you get there, you get hugs and it's really important to us that because we do such intimate work, close work, we want you guys arriving. And the last thing you're doing, I know a lot of you are always nervous when you first get there, but this is what always happens at events. You're nervous for about 10 minutes. And then you really realize how many people you know. You really realize these people give a shit about me. It is such a different experience because I don't think the work begins at the event. I always feel like the work begins before you even get to our stuff. So like when you guys are thinking about coming to any PMP event, whether it's this one or any of them, I'm a firm believer in we gear you up so that when you get there, you get the most bang for your buck. I do not need to spend 2 to 3 hours trying to get you out of your willies. We need to hit the ground running. So it's my opinion.
Well, they get more bang for their buck if they can hit the ground running. If we have to spend a couple of hours settling everybody down and
talking about where the fucking bathrooms are.
Yeah. Yeah. We want you guys ready to dive in and get the most out of your
work. I don't tell you where the potty is because I just don't let you go.
And this might be why Kathy is doing Friday and Sunday.
Corinne's not a big, the only time Corinne takes breaks is when we're filming. And when we're filming, we have to take breaks because the camera crew has to go to the bathroom. I'm like, what is wrong with you men? Are there written materials that you get at the event as well? Yeah, we'll have a workbook for you, Wonder Woman. I love that name. But yeah, we have a workbook.
The worksheets are specialized for this event too.
Say what?
The worksheets are specialized for this.
Yeah. So, and we do that at a lot of my 6 day has their own book. Mm-hmm. Camp has its own book. Don't Stop Believing has its own stuff. Like they get their own training plan and stuff. And the Relationships Weekend gets a relationships book. So you don't just see the same materials everywhere you go in PMP. Is it okay to ask if I should do this instead of April camp? Should I join the noon call instead to discuss? You can ask it. I don't think there's a right or wrong. You just need to decide which one you want to do. Think about the difference is like camp is about like a wider scope of things. Like if a relationship is really your thing, then this is the one to come to. Camp is transformational in its own right because you're getting the synergy of people transforming in lots of different ways. And we focus so much in all of it on the weight loss. It's all tied back to weight loss. Like if you watch me talk about, I use examples of weight loss. People get coached on all kinds of things. But we all do it underneath the framework of losing some weight. and losing our mental weight. Here, we're doing everything under the framework of relationships and changing and transcending relationships. So the other thing about camp that's very different from this one is like, are you going to want to come and be able to get away from life and not only have a weekend where you're working on yourself, but you also just don't get a lot of opportunity to have girl time and blow off steam. Camp is perfect for that. This weekend, we're not partying. We're not blowing off steam. We're really like diving deep in, and we're like, it's more of a I hate to say it this way, but a calmer experience. Like, I want you guys to think about it as like, we're really sitting around and we're thinking and we're examining and we're being curious and we're looking at the relationships and everything from all kinds of different angles in a small group setting. And at camp, what we do is we talk about a topic and I preach and I rail and y'all do group work. And then like we hit it hard. Like it's a constant, like if you think about camp, it's like there's a drumbeat to it the whole time. And I take you on the first day and I break you down. And on Saturday, we just work hard and you need that party that night. You need to be able to let it off. And you're there to like meet your friends and see your people. And, you know, for some of you, you just want to hang out and stuff. Then on Sunday, we bring it all home. And it's more of an experience there. Whereas this is like, we're doing work. Like we're really like sitting around and doing work that you can easily take home also to do. I think that's how I would describe it.
Yeah, I would too. The work that you're going to do at this weekend, you're going to see a very personal, benefit seems like too weird a word, but you're going to see a very personal, very, elevated you when you leave, because you're going to do all this self-examination and you're going to know your next steps with regard to whatever relationship you came to work on.
Yeah, I do want to tell you guys this though. I don't want anybody to think I'm going to leave on Sunday and my relationship is fixed. That is not the goal here. And I don't want anybody coming in with some kind of like weird ass expectation that somehow, you know, if you came to work on, like somebody said, I want to work on my son or whatever, that suddenly that relationship is rainbows and daisies when you leave. You're going to be able to leave knowing why it's not rainbows and daisies, what to start doing about it, how to start evolving the relationship, but more importantly, how you start showing up for you in the relationship. I am not going to teach you how to change your son or teach you how to change your husband or teach you how to whatever. That can't ever happen. You will really understand how you have to change in your mind about how you've been talking about it to yourself, how you've been looking at it, how you've been experiencing it. And you have to be willing, like, I want to teach you to be able to be willing to go back. Nothing has changed except you are now really ready to work on you and your part of the relationship. Y'all will learn in this weekend, if you're not doing it now, how to take 100% responsibility for your side of it. Most of us, the problems we have with relationships is we are not taking responsibility for our half. We want the other person to fix themselves before we get to work on the relationship.
Or so we feel better.
Either way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, we have to learn these things, because if you keep expecting someone else to take care of your emotions, or you keep expecting someone else to do the work first, then you're just going to keep expecting. And that sucks. The land of expectation stinks. Nobody's coming. I like how like uplifting I am about all of this. Come to Nashville to learn. It's all on you. They do get mentors for this one.
Yep.
Will there be a similar event in July to replace homecoming? Yes, there's going to be a camp, guys. Another camp is coming in July. I cannot give you the weekend or anything yet because we are finalizing all the contracts. It will not even open for a little bit. I just want to let you guys, like, nobody sit there and be like, oh my gosh, there's going to be another camp and it's going to sell out. Guys, October's still available. This one's not going to sell out overnight. I promise you it won't. So there will be another camp in the middle of the summer, just so you guys do know that. All right. Any other questions, guys, or are we good? If we're good, we will wrap this shit up and the queen will go eat the breakfast.
You haven't had breakfast yet. Dang.
No, I had calls all morning. Like, this is not my first round at the rodeo this morning.
All right. So you've gotten through all of these? Right, okay. I was just going to scan the Q&A here.
No, I got everything that was in Q&A. Okay. You can see the Q&A?
I can.
Oh, that's so funny. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, guys. Well, y'all have a good one. I think that's it. I hope you decide to come and spend some time with me and Kathy. Anything you want to say closing?
I just think it's a let's make it about us for a minute. How often do people get to see us interact like we do on the podcast? Y'all, you should see the faces this woman makes at me sometimes and the faces I make at her. But really and truly, I think we're a super neat balance of Corinne and Kathy. You know, however you want to, you know, I'm very calm. Corinne's not. I think it's going to be really sweet and salty, somebody says.
Sweet and salty. Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a really neat balance of delivery and emotion. And I think anybody in the tribe will get something when they come, because everybody's got relationships that can stand improvement, can stand figuring out how you want to show up for. I'm super excited because I'm going to be, you know, while y'all are working worksheets, I'm going to be working worksheets. And so is Corinne. And it's just going to be, I just really think it's going to be a very transformative time for the folks that come.
I honestly, you know, one of the reasons why we wanted to do this weekend, and I kind of had named it kind of just Transformation Weekend, but it's always been about the relationships. And I just honestly, like when I think about everything we teach in PNP, there's just not anything more important than relationships, because when you work on them, like they are the, like when I always ask people, like, you know, why do you want to lose weight? Almost every single time it's because I want to love myself or I want to be there for someone else. Like it always comes down to at the core what we're all trying to do. So I just, you know, for those of you who are going to be able to invest in yourself to work on this, I applaud you, because not many people will do it. There are just not that many people in the world who will put their money where their mouth is to truly improve and level up themselves so they can show up for themselves better and show up for other people better and work on this kind of stuff.
And let's just be honest. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, let's just be honest. If your relationship with yourself improves or with your spouse improves or with your boss improves, you're not eating over it anymore. So it really does tie back to weight loss.
It does.
As you learn how to show up better in life every day and not have to go to the food to feel better, air quotes.
Right. Okay, guys. All right. Y'all have a good one. Is it almost sold out, as somebody said? Oh, no. It's about, I don't even know, honestly.
It's close to half.
Okay.
It's close to half.
And so that's what you need to know. That's at the time of this recording, which is, what is today's date? Because we're going to put this on
today
the
is Saturday, November 16th.
November 16th, just so all of you know. Okay. All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye, y'all.
All right. Bye.